What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's hour number 2 of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Thanks for making us part of it. We're reacting to the divisional weekend. We're going to be getting you ready for the national championship game a little bit later on as that thing will kick off shortly before 7 o'clock. We're excited about that. But it's time now for Woolchuck's NFL News of the Day, and here he is, the Woolly Bully.
All right, the big news is Ben Johnson is your new head coach in Chicago of the Bears as they're finalizing the deal to hire him. Former Lions offensive coordinator, so the Lions are going to be looking to fill that vacancy. Dan Campbell was talking, hey, he's well aware that I'm probably going to lose both of my coordinators. So Ben Johnson, the first one gone, does appear Aaron Glenn's going to get his second interview with the New York Jets. And I do believe he is the favorite to get that job in New York. So I know a lot of us here in Dallas, we've been hopeful maybe Aaron Glenn could get the gig with the Cowboys. He's no longer in the playoffs, so the Cowboys could really request and try and interview him at any point. But I think the Jets might be in the driver's seat there. Saints also a team to monitor that are trying to get Aaron Glenn services. Speaking of the Saints, though, Ben Johnson already putting together his staff with Chicago, and he's bringing former Saints head coach Dennis Allen with him to be the defensive coordinator. So Dennis Allen is going, after getting fired midseason, will join, having head coaching experience, Ben Johnson in Chicago. So you've got him running the offense, I'd assume, Ben. And then Dennis Allen, who is a very, very good DC, just has not made a good head coach over the course of his career in the National Football League. So that staff's coming together nicely.
Yeah. I mean, having a guy that's been a head coach before, you understand why you want to have somebody like that on your staff when you're a first-timer dude. But Dennis Allen, yes, as a defensive coordinator, he's been solid. He flustered Brady a handful of times throughout the years with the Saints there. So, and I don't know if you mentioned McCarthy, but you kind of wonder what happens because it was like that was one of the main ones. Now it's really just the Saints. If McCarthy's going to get a gig, he's going to need to get this Saints gig.
And I don't know. I don't know what happens with Vegas. I know the reports were, Brady had hours of Zoom conversations with Ben Johnson, really tried to sell him on the job there in Vegas with the Raiders. But this was the job that Ben wanted. I mean, we had heard over the offseason that, oh my gosh, Bear fans, how sick do you feel? That was the job that he was coveting as his number one priority. And then they end up saying, we're not going to fire Matt Eberflus. They do midseason, but they still end up getting their guy, and Ben Johnson gets the gig that he wanted. So congratulations to everybody there in Chicago. Jets are having that second in-person interview with Aaron Glenn today. They're also interviewing another general manager candidate as well, former Lions exec and current Commanders assistant general manager Lance Newmark is going to get the interview there. So that opened up some continuity. Aaron Glenn probably knows him from his time there in Detroit, and obviously he's done a fantastic job in Washington as that team's in the NFC Championship game, which makes everybody here in Dallas feel sick. But maybe you get a Lance Newmark and Aaron Glenn potential head coach GM pairing for the Jets. That seems like that's lining up and could possibly happen in New York. This was good for the NFL and for ESPN. How about Saturday's game between the Chiefs and Texans? Most watched ESPN game ever, 32.7 million viewers. So they cashed in on that Saturday afternoon slot, did ESPN, with that game between Mahomes and CJ Stroud. And it was good. I mean, it was a bad beat for a lot of people when they go with the safety going from 11. I was with one of my friends watching it, and he had the 9.5. I was lucky enough to get the 8.5. But he gets the 9.5. They go for the safety there, and the lead goes to 9 points, and he was kicking himself. Like, that was an absolute terrible beat.
Yeah, that was awful. But you also had, I mean, I think C.J. Stroud is a big-time star that brings some eyeballs. And then you have the Taylor Swift-Caitlin Clark effect.
My gosh, how about those two just hanging out in the suite together? And Taylor's got it down now, where, like, she's like the head coach calling plays. She's just going to cover her mouth so nobody can read the lips. Mm. She knows, like, at any moment the camera could pan onto me. So now she's being very, very cautious about, I don't really want people to know what I'm saying or think they know what I'm saying. So I'm just going
to
cover up.
You love to see that in a player, like, acting like they've been here before, understanding that there's a time and place for everything. And they know what it means. Literally, everybody in the Chiefs organization rises to the next level come postseason time. And she's no different.
No different. Okay, so the Cowboys are supposed to interview
Leslie. That's a culture.
It is a culture. Leslie Frazier today for their head coaching job. Now, the big rumor was, okay, Brian Schottenheimer is all of a sudden the betting favorite, according to Mike Florio on Pro Football Talks. Other people went and took this. Now, we've done an excellent job. We got so many good people here that cover the Cowboys, and our buddy Nick Harris has an awesome article out on the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. He doesn't feel like this has been Brian Schottenheimer to be the head coach, maybe more so as a play caller. Could he be the offensive coordinator for a guy like Robert Saleh? Or even if they were to hire Kellen Moore, I don't know how that works. If Kellen wants the play calling, maybe this is a leverage play. Like, hey, Kellen, we got another option that Dak and offensive players like. If you don't want to come here, we've got somebody else that will. But here's Shoddy in 14 seasons as an offensive coordinator in the league. He's ranked top 10 in yards per game twice. He's ranked in the top 10 in scoring offense, 5 of those 14 seasons, but only once did he rank in the top 5. Simply put, Brian Schottenheimer overall has not been a tremendous offensive coordinator in the National Football League. Now, the hope is you have a couple of years off of play calling, and maybe that does give you some more juice. You're looking, you're stealing, you're seeing what other people are doing.
Well, he told us he doesn't steal.
He did tell us that, but maybe he was lying to us, Brian. Mm. No, I'm trying to convince myself.
He was lying about not stealing?
But he really steals. He's really a stealer. That's why, you know, stealers aren't going to be honest about
it. Great stealers lie about the fact that they don't steal.
I'm a kleptomaniac. Did you know? No, you didn't.
Didn't have a clue.
Because I'm a tremendous liar. Tremendous.
But my pockets are always empty around you.
Yep, they
are.
You know, I'm taking it.
I do think, though, like, just looking statistically at what he's done as an OC is tough. You know, it was Mark Sanchez and a Jets first, a defense first Jets team from 2006 to 2011. It was the Seahawks, you know, from 2018 to 2020, as the Seahawks' best days were behind them. Marshawn Lynch was on his last legs. Those were even different running backs like Penny and a couple of others. And then Rams, like right at the end of the Jeff Fisher debacle, 2012 to 2014, where they were going nowhere fast. Now, you could say he's partially to blame for some of those offenses, yes, but I just don't think they had the personnel. I love the idea of him having this incredible playbook filled with all these nuanced forward thinking, like next gen kind of dominant plays, and McCarthy just walks by it every day and never even opens it up over the course of the last 3 years.
I'm good here. Great ideas, but
just collecting dust.
Those will
over
never
there.
Work. Those will never work, Ben.
Let's open that book up.
Congratulations to Jaden Daniels. The only two rookie quarterbacks to ever beat a one seed in the playoffs are now Joe Flacco, whose Ravens beat the Titans in 2009, and Jaden Daniels, whose Commanders upset the Lions on Saturday Night Football. Guy of the Day. You nailed it there, Chief.
Boom.
There's also an interesting stat. 280 turnovers in the NFL since Week 12. The Chiefs have committed 0 of those turnovers. In fact, their 8 straight games without a turnover is the longest streak by any team in the Super Bowl era. Mm. Turnovers were certainly a theme this weekend, weren't they? And the ones that were able to protect the football moved on. The ones that weren't, they're going home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, isn't that the Jimmy Johnson thing in the postseason? It's not about making better plays. It's just about avoiding the disasters. That was always his thing. And that's what it was. I mean, all these quarter, like, you had Josh Allen, he didn't have to have some superhuman kind of day. Mm-hmm. Very efficient, but they were able to run the ball, and he got sacked, I think, one time, had no turnovers. That's going to get it done. Mm-hmm. Jaden Daniels, same deal. He was electric, but, I mean, Jalen Hurts, you don't have to do a whole lot. Just take care of the football, please. And even Jalen was kind of struggling with that. The safety. Yes. Kellen Moore was doing a couple of things yesterday. Oof. At the end of that game,
Well, I was kind of looking at this. They get the ball back. You've got a chance to go ice this game.
Just go kill this game.
They punt it right back. And Stafford almost had his drive. And he was very, very close. Got him in scoring position, mm-hmm. unfortunately. It ended up being too much. I know A.J. Brown was talking afterwards like, man, you can't judge us for the passing game. We could barely see anything out there. So a lot of people are like, Jalen Hurts can't be throwing for 150 yards and expect to win football games in the conference championship round, and if they make it to the Super Bowl. That's got to change. But I can
maybe... Well, if Saquon runs for 250, you're probably
right.
Good.
Sure. And Barkley, my gosh, this dude is just making history week after week here. You look at the longest playoff runs that he's had. He had that 62-yard touchdown run yesterday. On 3rd and 4 from Philly's 38-yard line, he takes it 62 yards. And that was incredible. He now has 5 rushing touchdowns of 60-plus yards this season, including the playoffs, most by any player in a single season in NFL history. And, oh, by the way, I mean, if they didn't sit him the last week of the season, he had a chance, Eric, to break Eric Dickerson's all-time rushing record.
Could have been huge, man. I'm still feeling for the guy on that
Boom,
one.
Brian, I got it in. At 310,
I knew you were going to do it. That's just brilliant work.
I'm here for you.
Not giving a guy an opportunity to do something historical is pretty embarrassing.
I did hear him earlier acknowledge running game and how effective it is, but he was like telling me you can do it with bums.
Yeah,
he did say that. He did say
the
bums.
He says you don't have to pay 12 and a half million.
Playoff games are important. Yeah, but you could do it with bums if you have to.
You can.
That's a paraphrasing, I will say. Let's just appreciate the fact that was not a direct quote. All right.
Barkley, 5th player since at least 1950 with 2 200-yard rushing games.
I think he used the word bums.
Against the same team in a season.
Well, I tell you what, that approach does give me a little bit of confidence that if Kellen Moore comes here and you can build the best offensive line in football and have the best running back the NFL has seen in a decade, maybe you could run all the way to the NFC title game because Dak ain't carrying you there.
Don't forget a top 5 D.
There you go. Yes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all. In really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Man, that D came up big, didn't it?
Time and time again.
Man. All right, here was the Eagles quarterback, Jalen Hurts, after the game. Now, some people are alluding that he might have been a little bit excited and on some Percocet in this post-game interview.
That's quite the allegation.
Are you thinking that Jalen Hurts might be impaired in any way during this post-game interview?
Well, I don't know if it'll snow next week, but rain, sleet, or snow, Eagles train to go. We'll be ready to go.
Do you love playing in the snow?
I love playing football. How about that? I used to put it on when we played a video game as a kid. I put the snow on 100 and all that, but that was as a kid.
So, Perk Jalen, you know, these are all being thrown around. Now, this isn't the first time, like, if a quarterback maybe did take some pain relievers during the game. I did see Aaron Rodgers on Joe Rogan's podcast talked about how he used to do that at halftime.
Brett Favre used to do that all the time.
He absolutely did. And I'm sure many other quarterbacks have had to do this as well. But I guess that interview went viral, and all Eagle fans are alleging that the aura of Jalen Perks is just getting greater and greater.
He did seem extremely excited. He dropped like some type of Dr. Seuss phrase in the midst of that.
He almost threw in an F-bomb there. And
it was interesting. I didn't have that thought as I was watching him go through that. I'm like, man, something is different about Jalen Hurts right now.
He's always so stoic and just like barely opens his mouth when he talks and just doesn't want to be there. And he was smiling from ear to ear.
Yeah, dude. He was jolly in that interview.
He was very jolly.
Maybe it's because of that running back he's got there, Broadus.
Probably is, man. He can just hand the ball off to Barkley.
I don't know why you can go put a smile on anybody's face.
You can just bum running backs can win these games.
Just bum it, man.
Yeah.
Just bum it.
Why would you go opiates when the T-train's available, though? Just do the Toradol. Just totally numb everything.
Maybe like in-game it's just easier. Or, yeah, oh, Freda Needles. There's a guy that's done that before. He knows it.
Some guys develop an understanding that they actually play better on the Perkies.
Calms it down. Commanders.
Fires you up.
It does. Okay, so we just talked about...
It's like prescription heroin, and you know, obviously that word is there because it makes you feel like a hero.
I definitely thought he was on perks when he took that safety sack there in the
Hell yes, this is awesome. Now the Rams are about to go on a run. Unfortunately, they gave the ball right back, and the momentum turns in that moment. We're just, all right, Philly's going to win this game. Now the Commanders are going to have to beat the Eagles in the NFC Championship game without Sam Cosmi, former Texas Longhorn. Tore his ACL. He's out for the rest of the playoffs, and he's really been fantastic since he kicked inside the
That one was brutal, dude.
Terrible injury.
I was surprised his leg was still attached when he got up.
That's a needle mover in terms of who. That's a win loss kind of play, I think, right there.
It could be
the fact that him being out.
Yes, and now you got Jalen Carter, who is just emerging as one of the best interior defensive linemen in football. That's tough. That's going to be tough.
Can Jaden Daniels do it again?
Maybe. I'm hoping he can. Sean Hockley is going to ref Eagles Commanders. Eagles are undefeated with Hockley reffing them with Nick Sirianni as the head coach. They're 6-0. And he did officiate the Washington-New Orleans game earlier this season, which almost cost Washington a victory in that game when they were taking on the Saints. So I guess this would be plus to the Eagles. Cleet Blakeman's going to get the AFC Championship game assignment so people can complain that everybody's loving the Chiefs and the NFL is just going to give them all the calls.
I kind of feel like these are the two most officiated officials. What am I trying to say here? They call the most fouls.
Oh, okay.
These two
I mean, flag happy crews.
Sean Hockley was that Raiders pass happy Thanksgiving
game. I was about to call
them
over officious jerks is what I was about to call them.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Colts are expected to hire Bengals DC Lou Anarumo as their new defensive coordinator. So he gets fired by the Bengals, ends up finding a new gig there with the Colts. Now, here was a very upset Lamar Jackson, but he was not really pointing the finger at anybody else, right? Both him and Harbaugh came out. They defended Mark Andrews, but this was Lamar's post-game comments talking about turnovers.
I had two costly turnovers, me not holding the safety, me just knowing the coverage, me knowing it was man, threw a BS interception. Gabe, it was 7-7 at the time. I believe they scored after that. Battle back, fumble. Snap, trying to make something happen. You know, couldn't throw. It was like a RPO play, so I couldn't really throw the ball to Likely. You know, the offensive line was down the field, so I was trying to make something happen. Tried to squeeze the ball, slipped out my hand. Von Miller picked it up, got some yards. I think that led to points for them. So it's a team effort out there. You know, he's been busting his behind, he's making plays happen out down that field for us. Came up short, and like I've been saying all season, every time we're in situations like this, turnovers play a factor. Penalties play a factor. Tonight, it's a turnover. We can't have that, you know? And that's why we lost the game, because as you can see, moving the ball wonderfully is hold on to the ball. I'm sorry for my language. Annoying.
Yeah, man. I mean, we talked about the fumbles, and when you talk about the splitting hairs of the MVP, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, Lamar has not thrown the interceptions this year, but he has fumbled the heck out of the football. And that play where it's a bad snap, he saves it, great play, oh my gosh. And then to go on and fumble it in that moment, you're like, oh my goodness gracious.
It sticks.
And he played outstanding. Like, outside of those two plays, he played incredible football. You lead your team down that final drive, 88 yards or whatever it was, throwing dimes, making plays, buying time. And then, I mean, Mark Andrews is just beside himself.
I would say, and this is not one that makes Raven fans feel any better, but the way that game ended, I don't think that hurts his postseason legacy like it might have, for the reasons you just gave. Like, he led the team down, put him in position to win. Could the ball to Andrews, maybe it was a little low, could have been better. I know, Brian, we talked about that.
Pushed it.
I don't disagree.
It wasn't a great throw.
He pushed it at him.
But it was there, right? And he had a chance to catch it and he should have caught it. And then it's a tie game, and who knows how the rest of that game goes.
That football's at least 3 feet off target, you know? Yeah. I think the reason that he dropped it is he was trying to make sure he was still going to get into the end zone before he went out of bounds, because it was low and
it
wide.
It was low.
You know, and I and this is tough because I think Lamar Jackson completed the 6 previous passes on that drive.
Six
in a row, including a great touchdown. But when you're letting your team down in big moments like that, I don't know how much it matters that you run or compile all these stats. I mean, the truth is being told about you when the pressure is at the highest. And the truth is mechanics and accuracy in the passing game are a big problem for Lamar Jackson when he gets in the postseason.
Yeah, he doesn't have multiple turnovers in a game all season, and then he has multiple turnovers in the first half.
Ouch.
It's tough.
Real quick, Blakeman, he's called the most penalties this year at 252, and Sean Hockley's the 5th most at 221.
But Derrick Henry carries the ball 16 times for 84 yards, 5.2 an attempt.
Yeah, I mean, Todd Monken, and he's another one of these hot candidates right now. 2 years in a row, Raven fans are like, why didn't we run the ball more? That's exactly what you brought Derrick Henry in to do. A game like that, you give him the ball.
I mean, the Lions, you know, very disappointed, did not run the ball more. Baltimore, very disappointed, did not run the ball nearly enough. I can't imagine building so much of your identity on it, having them on the ropes. I guess Mike McCarthy did it multiple times this year as well. So it's a common issue. I think you get into situations and you feel like, now we're going to make the big play, right? And when you're thinking about that and going away from something that is working so well, I think you deserve to lose. We got the C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening, then Krusty's Corner on deck here. It's the G-Bag Nation on a college football championship Monday, and we're back with more here on The Fan.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.